The Ramon Sif Beis argues on the entire premise of the Mechaber's ruling in this siman. First of all, the Ramon says that Shinui Makim only obligates a new bracha Rishayna, but not a bracha Achrayna, since it's like Hesa Hadas. Secondly, the Ramon says that either leaving someone behind or eating foods which require a bracha in their original location, either of these two factors will remove the need for a new bracha Rishayna. And it's clear from the Ramah that leaving someone behind helps, even for foods which do not need a bracha in their original location. Accordingly, the Ramah says that if one was eating bread and went to a different house, or stepped outside to talk to a friend, no new bracha Rishayna is ever required. And the Ramah says there is no difference if one returns to the original location, or continues eating in the new one. However, the Ramah concludes that ideally one should not leave the place where one started eating without saying a bracha achrayna, but for a side reason, out of concern that one may forget to say the bracha achrayna altogether. And therefore, if one's leaving for a dvar mitzvah, like to go daven and shul to greet the chasen and kala, it will be permitted to leave the original location, just one should try to remember to say a bracha achrayna after one returns.